Okay, welcome back. It's been a while. Welcome back. This is the Football Full Disclosure. I'm joined here by Mr. Martin Bailey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
We are on, well, we're going to talk game week 22 to 25, but unfortunately, I don't have a lot of notes, so we're just going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw it out there. Unprepared. Throw caution to the wind.
Those are the best. Those are the best. And we are currently on episode 13. It has been a while. How are you doing? How's your holiday?
I'm not going to go into the details.
No, of course not.
But yes, it was chilled. Let's just say that.
A chilled holiday. There we go. And same with me. It was also quite a chilled holiday. Vegetated.
Yeah.
Watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
As we do. Yeah. So, the Premier League, it's shaping up very nicely. It's a two-horse race at the top. It's a potentially three, maybe four, maybe five-horse race at the bottom.
Well, I think three. I think we're hoping that it's like a five horse race.
I would love it to be a five. Okay, let's start from the bottom and work our way all the way to the top of the tower. So, safe to say, Southampton are gone.
9 points.
Can they turn it around?
No. Absolutely not. 20 losses, 3 draws, and 2 wins.
Yikes. What is the point of even showing up week after week? They should just say, you know, we'll concede all. Of course, they can't say that. They've got to show up and play games. But my Lord, that's a terrible season. I think that's almost on par with, was it Derby a few years ago? That was... It's quite bad. So I think they're looking for a record-breaking season and not in a good way.
No, you definitely don't want to get those records.
So it means there's Leicester, Ipswich, Wolves, who are on 17, 17 and 19 points respectively, who are going to duke it out.
And I think that's the battle, isn't it?
That's the battle. Of course, we would love to see a Manchester United just kind of lose a few more games and find themselves in that fight at the bottom, but I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
I don't think so. But again, it would be incredibly funny. I mean, stranger things have happened.
I think United are probably a couple of losses away and maybe an Ipswich Leicester winning a few games to see United actually potentially in a relegation battle. But you know, I don't want to use these words. They're too big to go down.
Nobody's too big to go down, of course not.
No, they're not.
You may
too
well
big.
See City down in a season or two, might we?
That's for other reasons, of course. So, what do we think? Ipswich, Leicester, and Wolves. Who's the best place to stay up?
I've got to say Wolves for me. I think
we've been saying that for a few. From the very beginning, haven't we?
I don't think they should be where they are.
No, it's so a surprise.
So I think for me, Wolves look the more likely. Of course, they are outside of the relegation now. Yep. But again, you just don't know, do you? You never know. Ipswich haven't done a huge amount. They haven't won a lot of games. Lots of draws.
They're drawing a lot of games, which means...
But draws can still do it.
They're still getting points, exactly. And, you know, they've got a bit of fight in them. But I think Wolves overall and the entire squad have a little bit more quality. And Matheus Cunha is the game changer, of course. You know, he scored against Liverpool. He just can't stop scoring. He's on, what, 17, 16 goals this season? So he's had an amazing season, and he is the guy that will be the game changer. Whereas, unfortunately, I don't see Leicester and Ipswich with a player of that Matheus Cunha quality in their sides, which, you know, that's what you need to make a difference to keep you up. You know, yeah, we spoke about Liam Delap and Leicester have, you know, the aging Jamie Vardy is having a party, but no.
They don't have any massive game changers, and that's certainly what Cunha is. I do think Delap is going to be quality, and I think he'll probably end up moving on to someone. Even if they go down, I think he might still have a career in the Premier League.
Absolutely.
I think if they do go down, it'd be like, well, okay, he looks good. I think he's proven that he can stand up in the Premier League.
I think so.
So I think for him, personally, I think he's going to do okay.
He's a physical
Cunha,
lad.
I think, is going to move on. Anyway.
I would hope so. Liverpool should be looking at a player like that. I think he's probably quite, you know, linked to a few teams, and it would be mad not to be linked with a few teams. The player in the team in 17th place who has scored about 16, 17 goals, he will absolutely be linked to the top sides. Let's move on. So United, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about our favourite club, United. So obviously the super manager came in, Amorim, and we spoke about that. We thought, finally, they made the right decision. They got rid of Ten Hag, and they got this amazing, you know, Portuguese guy in, Ruben Amorim, who, it hasn't worked out for him, has it?
It hasn't worked out at all. He had a really good reputation. Everyone's expecting him to turn things around.
He got rid of
Rashford. Stubborn with his tactics, though. Yeah. And I think maybe that's one of the issues they're having. Yeah, I mean, we were linked with him before Slot came out of nowhere.
Well, thank God we didn't get him.
Well, you know, it was. But then, it's a different thing move going into Liverpool, isn't it? And that's why we didn't get him. I think the formation that he wants to play doesn't fit our style.
And it's proven that right now that his style of play isn't working. His style of play just right now isn't working in the Premier League. Obviously, he wants to play three at the back, focus on the wing backs. But just, I don't think the Premier League has ever had a team that actually has, successfully had three at the back with wing backs being their focus. It's not a 4-4-2 system, but it's a very much four at the back kind of system. But, even worse. So I think Ruben Amorim, he called them the worst United side ever. What's that going to do for their confidence?
Yeah, it doesn't help, does it? You don't need to hear that. Look, you say, okay, we're not playing very well. The trick as a manager, right, I think, and most managers do this, is to try and keep a positive spin on things, right? Even right to the end before you're about to get sacked. It's like, no, I'm fighting for the team. We're all fighting together. We're all on the same page. Yeah. Of course, that's not always true.
No.
But nevertheless, I think that's kind of what you have to say. You need to try and keep confidence high, because when confidence is low, that is when you lose games.
Yeah,
if he's coming out and saying, well, basically the team I've got right now are the worst in history. I mean, if I'm hearing that from my manager, I'm thinking, man,
what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
They got rid of Rashford, which I think he, for a long time, has been used as a scapegoat for several managers, and things still haven't changed. Rashford, he's moved on to Villa. And there's something quite sad about that for me, actually, seeing him move on a team that he's represented since he was, 5 years old or something like that. But it hasn't worked for Amorim. It hasn't worked for United. I think Ahmad, what's his name?
Diallo
picked up, the season-ending injury, which, big, massive shame.
He was one of the only players that was actually performing as well. So that's incredibly disappointing. Yeah.
I think the only player performing for them. What do you think? Do you think United can find themselves in that relegation fight? Or have they got enough in them to...
I think United will lose more games, but it depends, are Leicester, Wolves and Ipswich going to win enough games?
Mm.
And that's looking at the... Ipswich have won 3, Leicester have won 4, Wolves have won 5. I don't know. It depends. If the teams under them can pick up results, then absolutely. Because I think United are going to continue to drop points.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think there's any confidence there. There's already talk of him moving on, right? There's already whispers, isn't there? People are talking about it already. Was this the right fit? Did they make a mistake? Yeah. All this. This kind of talk's expected. But we'll see. I don't know.
If they
can pick up points, I think United are going to lose them.
Yeah. And David Moyes back to Everton. I'll eat my words. I think the last time I spoke about David Moyes, I said something along the lines of he will complete his life's work and get Everton relegated. He's proven me wrong. He's actually had a very, very good return to Goodison Park. They're moving on from Goodison really soon. So well done to David Moyes for keeping their team up. And that, did you watch the game? The Merseyside derby, the last final Merseyside derby at Goodison Park.
I saw it.
Yeah, it was, Phil Jagielka. No, sorry, that happened before. Phil Jagielka scoring a late equaliser. This time it was Tarkowski who scored a very, 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 very late goal. 98 minutes.
Should have been 95.
Yeah, it should have been 95. What do we think about that? Because for me personally, I think I've not seen such bad refereeing. Over 98 minutes. Should have been 95.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't catch all of the game. I caught the highlights. From what I heard, it was pretty poorly refereed.
It was Michael Oliver.
Michael Oliver, a lot of talk about it as well, of course. People looking into it, all the decisions made.
Inconsistencies, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what? I don't like to put things on referees. I think you've got to take it out of the referee's hands and just play well enough to win games. To lose in 98 is
I mean,
kick.
We didn't lose. We drew the game.
But it feels like a loss. But that's what I mean. To lose the win is what I meant.
Yeah.
In that time, is tough to take. Of course it is. Certainly when, I mean, they say a minimum of 95. So, but I mean, then they could put another 10 minutes on the end, couldn't they? I mean, it's, I think we need, you need to try and keep it there.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a bit more stuff that went on late in the game.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And Slot was sent off and...
Yeah, I mean, that all happened afterwards though, didn't it?
Yeah, it all happened afterwards.
Got a bit mad afterwards. Yeah. It all kicked off. But I think, you know, got to see the game out, haven't you?
Absolutely.
If you know the whistle's going to go, you've got to keep it together. And that's something we have done quite well this year, isn't it?
I think so.
I think usually we can see games out and everyone's like, right, they're on it.
Mm.
But, you know, a bit of lax of concentration, should have been defended better. Yeah. And, you know, he's at the back post and smashes
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. It was a great finish, in fairness to Tarkowski. And, you know, fair enough to Everton. I think Moyes has come in, he's done a job, he's kept them up. To be honest, I don't know what the major difference between he and Sean Dyche were in terms of same players, obviously not far off the same, pretty much the same formation. So I guess it's a manager that's come in that knows the club and he's given the players something back, which is, I guess, confidence, which Dyche almost definitely lost in the job. So yeah, Everton, I guess you're staying up and you won't be playing next season in your new stadium in the Championship. I know. Anyway, so we've got 12th place. This is insane. Tottenham. I think they're just playing the season out, aren't they? Just playing. Just going through the motions.
Going through the motions. Inconsistency. That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never know what they're going to do. And we say the same thing. Broken record, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just don't know what Spurs are going to do in any game. I mean, you cannot if you were someone who gambled on football, you're not putting money on Spurs in any way, are you? Because you have absolutely no idea.
I can tell you what Spurs are going to do. They can be and they will be inconsistent. That's a sure bet what Spurs are going to do.
Yeah, I don't think you can bet on that, though, unfortunately. Because if it were, then...
It would be very rich. But Spurs, I guess, Ange Postecoglou, he's probably just wishing for the season to be over. Get his players back. I mean, to be fair, they've had a horrible injury wreck season. You know, I guess their entire back four injured. Solanke injured.
Is that bad luck or is that stuff on the training ground working too hard? I want to talk about that
because we'll talk about Arsenal a little later, and you know the Arsenal supporters are whinging, and I use that word in the literal sense, whinging about injuries and how it's affected them and who's to blame for injuries. But let's save that for the team in second place. Okay, so let's move up the table to the from 11th to third. For me, it's looking like there might be an extra spot for fifth place at the Champions League, apparently. So it's going to be a real, real fight for that fifth place. And I think right now, Bournemouth are in fifth. The fight includes Chelsea, Newcastle. I think don't rule out Fulham. They're in there somewhere. And maybe Aston Villa. Brighton, if you want to throw them in there, because they're on 37 points. And, you know, Man City, you know, can they maintain fourth place or is it dropping down? I think all of those teams from fourth to about 10th place could finish fifth, if not fourth.
I think...
What do you reckon?
If you want my predictions, I think City will stay in the top four, as will Forest. Fifth will probably go to Chelsea, but again, you don't know because they've been a bit inconsistent.
I mean,
Chelsea, they've
had a major, major drop off. I mean, Cole Palmer is probably lukewarm Palmer at this point. It's not his fault though, because from watching Chelsea games, he's still producing chances. They just for the life of them can't finish him. And obviously, Nicholas Jackson, he's out, obviously. But even when he was there, he was missing an awful lot of chances. So, you know, Chelsea, what happened to Chelsea? It's been a massive drop-off. And not that long ago, if you remember before Christmas, we were talking about Chelsea possibly
being up there, challenging us.
And I told you, I don't see it. I didn't really see it happen. You know, I think they were having
the manager didn't see it. And that doesn't help either. We talked about that. I mean,
he was right.
And if the manager's saying, you know, we're not ready for challenging for the title, that's also something you don't want to hear.
Yeah,
right?
He
so I don't know.
He
could
wasn't
have had
wrong.
A negative effect on them, couldn't it?
He wasn't wrong. He wasn't far off. But you got to feel sorry for Cole Palmer. You know, he's trying his best. And maybe it's too early for him to be the main man. And we forget that there are, you know, 10 other people in the pitch who should be you know, putting in the hard work. They've had issues with the goalkeeper, for example. He's been having a shock. I think he's dropped what was his name, Sanchez, hasn't he? And you know, he's instilled someone else as goalkeeper. So, you know, Chelsea, major drop off. And then we've got the likes of Bournemouth, who, you know,
they're flying.
Such a good season. Such a well-drilled, organized side. You know, we faced them not that long ago. And, you know, I think we did quite well to get away with, you know, a 2-0 away at Bournemouth. And, you know, it's a very well-organized manager, a very, very well-drilled side. And, you know, you could see Bournemouth up there, if you know, fourth, maybe even fifth place.
Yeah.
If they can maintain it.
I mean, they're having standout performances from players as well that are really stepping up. That Kirkus is quality. Clivert is doing he's having a great season. He's doing incredibly well.
Patrick's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
for me, it's the two centre backs. It's the, you know, his name is Zabania. I'm not really sure. He's from Ukraine. And Højsen. You know, those two guys are calmness personified. I think apparently they've just. You know, the young, I think he's Spaniard or he's Swedish or something along those lines. They've signed him up on the contract with the £50 million release clause. So, you know, a lot of clubs are sniffing around that Bournemouth defence. You know, some really, really good players. And then there's Newcastle.
Yeah. Another inconsistent team. Again, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, hopefully they won't turn up.
At Anfield. In a week's time. Yeah, we hope not. Especially with the League Cup final to look for, you know, so
we don't want them turning up for that either.
We just don't want them to turn up when they face us.
Yeah,
right?
basically.
And then you've got Villa, who, you know, it's weird when you look at that. Villa are at ninth place, but you know, this is a team obviously also playing in the Champions League. And I've said it before, you know, Villa tend to struggle after Champions League games, and it's showing in their position in the league, but still they turn up when they face Liverpool, don't they?
They do. Yeah. What they did, which was smart, was to do some business in January, though.
They did.
Because they were tired. And this has been shown they can't handle doing the Premier League, the Cups, and Champions League as well. They needed reinforcements.
They've had some bad injuries.
And of course, they brought in Rashford.
They've got Rashford.
Which was smart business, I think.
Asensio from Real Madrid.
Asensio is quality as well.
And I guess De Sassi from Chelsea for some reason. Centre-back from Chelsea. I think Chelsea need those. And maybe a couple of other people here and there.
They did the right thing.
They did business.
Strengthen up. We're getting tired. We need fresher legs.
Absolutely.
We need legs to come in. I don't know how much of a season Asensio's had, how much game time he's had. He's a player that I've known about for a long time.
He's a very good
and
player.
And I would have loved to have had him at Liverpool.
Is that from
Football Manager?
Football Manager, of course.
Yeah. I used to, whenever I could, I'd sign Marco Asensio.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's always great to see players like that in the Premier League. Also wondering why would Real Madrid also move? Oh, they signed another fella from Dortmund, Marlin, as well. I think that was a straight up signing.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, he came on, almost actually won the game in the last minute or so. And then we've got third and fourth place. Well, third place, which I think, you know, Nottingham Forest, they've tightened their grip on that third place position. Do you think they're still in the title race? Like, you know, realistically the title race.
No, I think, I don't even think Arsenal were in the title race. We'll get to that. We'll move on to that in a minute. I don't think Forest are in the title race.
Okay.
I don't want to eat my words. I shouldn't have said that.
Don't say that. Can we cut that out?
we'll get rid of that.
We're not going to cut it out, really.
Pretend it never happened.
But it's, I don't want a Leicester situation where, you know, we should, right now, Liverpool should be winning the title, but Leicester somehow, for some reason, show up and win the title. And if they do, yeah, they would deserve it, but please, let's not jinx it.
Well, no. I mean, I don't really believe in jinxes, but you're right. just in case. But I did say by the end of February, early March, we'd have an idea of where it's at. And I think that if we were ahead, then I would be, you know, confident enough to say that I think we're going to go on and do it. Now, we should talk about Forest and City first. I think they'll both end up in top three, top four.
Yeah, okay.
City are starting to pick up a bit of pace. They're getting a bit better.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
They just got turned over to Real Madrid.
that was me laugh.
It was a quality hat-trick from...
Mbappe.
Mbappe, yeah.
I mean, the disrespect. It looks like he's broken someone's legs or feet from, you know, the cutback. And he's gloating. He's gloating in his celebration. The guy, it's such disrespect. But it was a quality hat-trick from a quality player. And City... I think from the very beginning, Pep had basically said, we've got 1% chance of winning. And he wasn't wrong. He absolutely wasn't wrong. I mean, your players don't want to hear that, but no, he wasn't wrong. So you think fourth and third place basically wrapped up to City and Forest.
Yeah,
interesting.
I do.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the top two. Let's start with Arsenal.
Right. So
the whingers.
Here's why, and we talked about this before we came on. Here's why I think that Arsenal are not really in it.
Okay.
Or are not going to be able to challenge to the end.
Let's hear
And that's simply because of their injuries. Like, there's no better time. If Liverpool do bottle it this year and do not win the league, it will be the... Well, we'll never hear the end of it, of course.
Never.
But I mean, it will be the worst.
Okay.
Given the circumstances.
Capitulation.
Exactly.
Of a title.
Of a title.
To a team it would be who...
And that's because we have played really well. Again, how many games have we lost? We still only lost one game all season. That was Forest, who...
Draws are racking up a little bit.
Draws are racking up a bit, but lots of wins. Still, you know, we've had a lot of games
recently.
I generally don't see
us losing games.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I feel like we're either going to win or draw. The loss for me is never there. Even if a team scores... first, or you know, maybe they might even be 2-0.
We got very used to that under Klopp,
exactly. But I always feel like actually there's enough in the side to get the win, or you know, fight back for a draw, and that's what we've shown to do, you know, a few times this season, of course. For me, you know, I've spoken to my Arsenal supporter friends about this. You know, the injuries, you know, and they've been whinging about the fact that they've had a whole load of injuries, but who's to blame for the injuries? Isn't that poor management? Isn't that Mikel Arteta not using his players properly? I think, yeah, injuries are unlucky. And we've been very lucky not to have as many injuries as Arsenal, of course. But, you know, you can't blame us for not having any injuries and them having injuries by saying, oh, that's why you guys might potentially win the title. It's not fair. And also, you have to look at your backroom staff. You have to look at your doctors, your coaches, things like that. Who is it? Is it the fact that Mikel Arteta has overused these players? Could he have given people like Saka a little bit more rest, for example? Why? You know, some of these injuries could be just from, you know, maybe overtraining or just the stress of playing way too many games. For me, you know, the fact they don't have a striker, I think it's gonna come out and bite them in the proverbial, you know.
What Villa did.
Yeah.
Arsenal didn't, and that's the thing.
Buy somebody. Villa,
they should have invested in that position, knowing. Look,
they tried.
Try a bit harder. I mean, find or loan somebody. Yeah. Somebody that's going to come in and fill that gap temporarily till the end of the season.
Absolutely.
Right. You've got to figure out. Right. Look, we are weak in this area. We've picked up a lot of injuries. We have to reinforce. We need some freshness to get us through to the end of the season if we are going to compete for the title.
Yeah.
And I think because of what's happened to them, be it mismanagement or bad luck, whatever you want to say it is, the reality is they struggled for 80 minutes against Leicester.
Absolutely.
And Leicester have not
Until
been good
Mikel
this season.
Marino came on, scored a brace, but they can't rely on that for an entire season. They definitely cannot rely on Nathan Nwanieri. He's what, 17 years old, 18 years old? Apparently he doesn't change in the dressing room with a senior squad because he's too young. You know, it's a safeguarding issue, of course. And, you know, you're relying on a 17-year-old to get you goals right now. Mikel Arteta, if they don't win this title, if they don't win the Premier League with the points that we've kind of dropped, it's on them. It's on him. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. And I hope, you know, Arsenal supporter friends, please, you know, don't give me too much of a hard time.
Look, we've got some tough games coming up. We had 5 games in 15 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of football, okay? And we still got to play. Obviously, we dropped points at Everton.
We haven't complained about that, have we?
At Villa.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good chance of turning City over at the weekend.
If we get a win there,
then I think, right, we're back on track. That would be a huge confidence boost for us as well.
Yeah.
And then we're back on track.
We've got
Newcastle. There's still some tricky fixtures coming up. Obviously, we've got Southampton after that you would assume at home would
That's
be a winner.
A win, yeah.
Everton at home again. I would like to think we'll go out and win that one as well.
Like us to do a business on them.
Yeah, I think so. and then, you know, there's some tough games.
Yeah.
We've got Arsenal, of course, as well, third from the end. But I would hope the season is wrapped up by then. That, for me, is what I want. I want wrapped up. Ought to go into it with 9-point lead.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a draw will do kind of thing. Because we'll get a point in one of those last three games, I think. So, yeah, it's tough. But then Arsenal have got tough games as well. And there's definitely points they're going to drop. They've got Forest. They've got West Ham, then Forest.
Ooh.
United, and again, you never know. United could turn up and all right. get a goal against
them. I didn't
them.
Know we were telling jokes, yeah, but okay.
No. Chelsea, tough game.
Chelsea will be a tough one.
Fulham, yeah, tough game.
Definitely tough
Brentford
game.
Can score goals
will
against
be tough,
you.
Absolutely.
And of course, they've still got to play us, Newcastle, and then they finish on Southampton. Yeah. But I can't imagine the title race is going to come down to the last game of the season.
No.
So I don't think that one doesn't matter, right?
Should be fingers crossed won by that, unless...
Again,
I want
it won, but so I want us
Not
to be able to go
Forest,
to Arsenal
somehow surprise us.
And
yeah.
just field like a weaker team, just to write. So I was going to put our second string.
Let's
second
stop with the gloating because I don't want this
no,
to
I'm,
be
I'm
used.
Not, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that's what I'd like to happen. It's not gloating. It's just wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking. All right, then. Anyway, let's talk about the team at the top of the table. If you haven't guessed, full disclosure, we are Liverpool supporters, hence why top of the table. Okay, so we're doing quite well. We've drawn a few games. It's, you know, maybe deflated the bubble a little bit. But I still think it's definitely in our hands. We've, like you said, you know, 7 of our 11 games or the 10 games that are left are at home. So that's something to look forward to. But yeah, you know, let's talk a little bit about the guy that we love talking about a little bit, you know. Darwin.
Yeah.
Darwin. Oh,
again,
Darwin.
Everyone's on his case.
He's getting a lot of stick, isn't he, for missing a chance that they all think they would have put away if they were, you know, bearing on an empty goal. Apparently, it was the easiest chance to put away.
It wasn't an empty goal.
It wasn't an empty goal.
He was under pressure.
Exactly.
Guy sliding in on him.
Yeah.
Look, he should have done better because it was a poor finish.
Absolutely.
At least try and hit the target. But at the end of the day... Again, you can't rely on him missing a chance and then blaming, oh, we didn't get the win because he missed that chance. No,
it's not on him.
We didn't get the win because we didn't defend 2 goals.
And I think the media can be a little bit harsh on players like that. And,
They love it
to be the narrative. And what I would hope for is a player like him stays away from social media. He stays away from the media because it's lighting him up right now. And it's making it out to seem like an incompetent guy that can't, you know... He can't score. I read a tweet that said if he put his brain in a dog, the dog would moo, which I think that's just so disrespectful. Yeah,
that's just hurtful. That's not nice at all.
It's not nice, exactly. And I think, you know, be nicer to guys like that. You know, it's not easy. You know, Haaland misses.
His record, they're pretty similar on big chances missed,
exactly,
to be honest.
Exactly.
They're very, very close.
And, you know, we don't give him a hard time about that. Jota missed, I think, for me... You know, a chance that Jota usually puts away, but you know, nothing on that. But
I expect banter from other supporters.
It's banter,
but you want
the
Liverpool supporters to be supportive. I mean, we talked about this before. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're meant to support. Look, it will get to a stage where the team has had enough, and be at the end of this season, or maybe they'll keep him on because they want his work rate and they want. Well, you know what? He goes on a mad one at the end of the season, just scores a load of goals. And this
is what stokes it. I would hope this is what stokes it because Slot made a very good point. He wasn't disappointed about the miss. He said, you know, if he gets a chance like that again, he scores. What he was disappointed about was after he missed, it seems as if his work rate dropped, which is something we've always applauded him for this entire season. Yeah, you know, he doesn't have 20 goals this season. Salah has that, obviously, but... His work rate is something that we can always, always shout about. We can talk about. But actually, after that miss, you know, his head went down. He was disappointed. He overthought that. And I think the psychologists need to sit him down and give him some perspective. Like,
that's what he needs to fix.
You're a good player.
Yeah, you're a good player. Yeah. You've got the skills. You're quick. You're strong.
Absolutely.
But you need to get your head straight. And I think that's it. If he can get his confidence up and his head in the right place, the way we play doesn't help. We focus a lot on wide players, and it's not super easy as a 9. A lot of times I see him running into good positions. He's not getting the through balls that he loves. He's not even getting the balls to him in the box when he's in there. And when he has done, he scored them, right? We got the 2 goals against Brentford. Absolutely, right? So, yeah, there's lots of things at play here. I think, as I said to you before, maybe if Salah goes, that might even help his game if he does stay.
Okay.
But the question is, will he stay? if they can cash in on him at the end of the season. Again, I would keep him because he gives you something that we don't have.
I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. And what I don't want...
It's like Origi when we had him.
He
was quality because he would just pop up. He didn't get a lot of game time.
No.
But he was a game changer in a lot of the games,
absolutely,
right? And he helped us win a lot of things.
Prior to that, we had Ryan Babel, who probably did a lot of the same things. For me, I think I hope that he doesn't listen to the trolls. I hope that he stays and he has a long, long career at Liverpool. I still think he's a 20-goal season striker. I think he will and he can get many, many goals. I just think, like you said, he needs the service. But he needs to get his head right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on that note, we need to get to our duties.
Yes, yes, we have other things to be doing, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We'll join you again for episode 14. That'll be game week 26, and we'll know more after that game week if Arsenal actually do struggle to get goals and we turn over City. Anyway, have a good one, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.